So I had a bit of a interesting night last night, and I figured since I just got off work and I'm gonna relax a bit before I go and live my life, I would share my exploits with you. So where I live last night, they had Krampusnacht, which is like the day before Saint Nicholas Day, I believe. Where Krampus comes and, beats the horrible children and all that stuff. So, there is a Krampus band from my town called Slayer, spelled Sleighger, which is simultaneously the best and the worst thing ever. So, every year they have like a bar crawl and they play in like, this area downtown. So I ended up going with some friend who was my co-star on the show I was just in. And so we met down there, and we have had a little bit of a thing going where she's married, but they're open, and so she and I have always kind of flirted, and it just kind of happened naturally over, I don't know, however long I've known her. Let's call her, we'll call her, Andrea, just to, protect the innocent. And so Andrea and I were hanging out, downtown at this thing, and there was a line to sit on Krampus's lap. So we got there and we're, in awe because this is kind of cool and weird and just the thing that was kind of awesome. And then we both felt bad for all the normal people that were there with their kids. Like, why are you here? Or it, because it's downtown, people are trying to get home and they're stuck in traffic because of a Krampus parade. It just made us laugh. So the way the line was set up, we had to walk through the merch area for Slayer to sit on Krampus's lap. Now, in the merch area was this really hot guy. I'd say about like 6'5", really dark hair, trimmed beard, the like cleanest eyes, made up and had antlers in his hair. And I'm like, oh, he's cute. And as we're getting closer, I notice, oh shit, he's wearing a harness. So instantly I'm just like, yes, please. So we get up there, he and I flirt a little bit, and I pulled out the greatest bon mot of my life. I turn to Hot Krampus Roadie and I say, I never thought I would want to have a leash with me at all times, but now I do. Yes, you can applaud. So I got his number. And then we go sit on Krampus's lap, Slayer starts playing, and it's fun, but it's freezing. And so like an hour later, we're like, let's blow this popsicle stand. So we go back to her car and she's like, I really don't want to go home. I'm like, yeah, I don't, I got nothing to do either. Do you want to just chill out and bullshit for a bit? And she's like, sure. So we're in a parking garage and we get into the back seat of her car to talk, and she has the heat on, so it's getting hot. And so she takes off her sweater and she's wearing this really nice, tight, cami. And so, oh, okay. We're going to play that game. All right, Andrea, we'll play that game. So I pull her close to me and we start kissing and making out, and my hands are traveling down her body and I'm just cupping her perfect breasts. And all of a sudden she kind of just pushes me away, pushes me down onto the back seat, which I don't know how she did it, but she had apparently rigged it to go back. So the back seat reclined a little bit, and so she climbs on top of me and we start making out hard and heavy, like, we're seniors in the prom. And my hands are traveling up and down her body. And she's like moaning in my ear. So I just spank her a little bit. And it was just fucking so hot to have like this hot makeout session in the back seat of a Jeep downtown in a parking garage with people very close to us. At one point, we had to stop because the car beside us had moved. And so I real quickly went out and got my car and parked it beside hers so no one else would take that spot. And it was just so sexy getting her off, grinding into her. And pushing her off me, pulling her pants down and going down on her, making her come again in my mouth, my tongue sliding up and down her wet pussy, my lips wrapping around her clit, making her beg for it, telling her all the dirty things I wanted to do. And then, after she came again, she pulled me up to kiss me, to taste herself on my lips. And she undid my pants, wrapped her hand around my cock, and started stroking me. And just looked in my eyes and asked me to tell her everything I wanted to do to hot Krampus Rhodey, which was the hottest thing ever. To have my married friend stroke my cock, moaning in my ear. And tell me that she wanted to hear how I wanted to fuck another man. How I wanted to grip him by his antlers, push him on his knees, and ruin all that pretty makeup by fucking his face. Making him my little harness slave. Sucking his cock if he'd been a good boy. And all the while, she was moaning in my ear and begging for more details until finally she couldn't stand it and started playing with herself again. And so I pushed her hand away and replaced it with mine. And so we were both touching each other. Oh, I spun a dirty tale of leashing this hot bear of a guy, tying him to my bed and fucking him hard, making him moan, using his antlers as leverage, just as she was about to come. I don't know how I did it, but I slid two fingers inside her, pushed up, and she squirted all over my hand, all over the back seat of her car, which caused me to moan loudly and tell her I was gonna come. And so she got on her knees, took me in her mouth, and made me shoot my load deep down her throat. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, and I've been so turned on all day thinking about it, and teasing myself all day. I need this so much. I would have calmed down her throat again. I want to come inside her, fill her up, have her ride my cock until I can't stand it anymore. Rip her hips as I thrust deep inside her tight, wet pussy, filling her with my cum as she comes around me. Me. Oh, fuck, I taste good. Thanks for listening.